come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Justice Department fighting the release of the affidavit that was used to get a search warrant for the raid on former President Trump's home in Florida. Prosecutors asking a federal judge to keep the affidavit under seal, arguing that its release would compromise an ongoing criminal investigation. President Biden today set to sign another big Democrat tax and spend bill, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. She is said to be suffering mild cold-like symptoms. A shootout has left a Miami-Dade police officer hospitalized in critical condition. The suspect is dead. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is up 72 points, the NASDAQ 112 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm still mad at timeshare companies. For over a decade, I've been fighting to clean up the timeshare industry by getting folks out of bad timeshares. But after all those battles, I'm still asked, how do they sell timeshares for $25,000 when they're available online for only a dollar? Here's how they do it. They lie. They tell you things like, timeshare's a great investment. You can go anywhere, anytime, or your maintenance fees will never go up. Everything they do to get you to sign a timeshare agreement is part of a well-planned trap. If you've ever been held hostage at a timeshare presentation and bought, Wesley Financial Group is here to help. To date, we've canceled timeshares for over 30,000 families. And I guarantee you this, we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation guide. 800-478-7733. That's 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, and mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight slowed down to about 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms possibly. Then Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and the temperatures come down just a bit with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Let's go to the phones real quick and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Can you hear me? I'm out here in the sticks.
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
We had a job and they pulled the carpet up and had fleas. And my guys, there's one thing they don't like is fleas. They just won't put it in the van. So I had to bring the dump trailer out to get the carpet.
Well, we actually have Ashley of Pest Pro Services. She's about to join us here in a second on there for a business break, and she's saying, have them call me. We'll deal with the fleas.
Well, Ashley takes care of all of my personal stuff, all our rental properties, and I can brag about she's on there because I told her she needs to be on there.
Well, there you go.
Good deal, right?
Yeah. As a business owner, we talk a lot about advertising. You know, a lot of business owners, we talk back and forth, and it's always the question, how do you spend your advertising money? And I tell them there's only two answers to that thing. It's talk radio and Google. That's all you need to do, talk radio and Google. It is the magic combination for advertising. And it's just one part of it because y'all can get the word out, but if we don't do our end, which is hooking up a dump trailer and coming out and getting carpet out of your front yard, then we're not doing our jobs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that, absolutely. But y'all, it's easy for me to sell, I'll put it that way. When I can lay out those great services when y'all do that job, it's win-win on everybody's point of view.
And before Ashley, you asked about this. So one of my reps is Ashley Williams with Robert F. Hendrick. I've always called him the wrong Ashley. Always. Yeah, I'm like, Ashley, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to call the other Ashley. Yeah. But it's, hey, she does great work. I highly recommend her. Amen. If y'all need floors, call us at 285-8117.
Again, that number for Private Carpet, 285-8117. And don't forget about the $500 gift card drawing. We're not going to do this forever, folks. Just go to PrattvilleCarpet.com. Don't miss out on your chance. Sign up at PrattvilleCarpet.com, and we'll announce that winner on the first Friday of the month.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Take care, buddy.
And we got to hit some more ads here, and we'll come back with Ashley. Pest Pro Services.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No, an alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle. Tire City and Automotive Service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks, this is Dr. Sam from my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job, like telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Your Montgomery Biscuits are ready to take on the 2022 season with the best fans in minor league baseball. Join them for a summer full of themed weekends, celebrations, and the best biscuits in town. For ticket information, go to BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I am your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's in the house.
Hey, Joey.
And I'm already enjoying the off-air conversation with Ashley with Pest Pro Services in the studio. Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Doing all right. So I was telling you off-air about my war with the wasps at my new place on the outside. Wasn't too difficult of a job, but have you ever seen anything to where it's like you need a professional to deal with those big old wasp nests?
Yes, one of my very first wasp jobs was out in Wind Lakes, and a nest had gotten built in the sprinkler system where you turn it on and off.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, so that was something I had to take care of. That it was just, you had to get up in there, and it was scary for your first job.
Yeah. Well, and they can be ornery.
Like, oh, yeah.
They'll come right at you.
Yeah. No, they're not. They don't have a welcome.
They just are.
Yeah, they just are, Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness. Well, yeah, if it had been just a little bit bigger, I'd been calling you immediately. But I was like, I'm a man. I can do.
As he ran across the yard screaming like a girl.
There are some things you want a professional to take care of. And right. I never recommend people take care of wasps on their own.
Nope. What about like fire ants? One thing, see a little hill there. But they can create a whole network, right? You can't
they
see.
They can. They can, yeah. We offer yard treatments for fire ants. Especially if you have little ones that play out in the yard, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that that's safe for them.
Yeah, is there a particular pest we're seeing about this time of year?
Right now, we're seeing a lot of American roaches, which are the large roaches. But we as pest professionals are gearing up for rodent season. It's going to turn cool, and we're going to start seeing the mice and the Norway rats. So we're trying to get preventative services out to everyone before they actually start moving to the house.
Yeah, it's much better to prevent that.
Yeah, and that usually happens, when we get that first good cold snap?
That first good cold snap, we'll start getting those rodent calls, mm-hmm. and people don't want those in their house. And well, I think I've told y'all before, but fun fact, that is one job at Pest Pro I do not do. I am terrified of rodents.
Is that right? Mm.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
I caught one in a glue trap one. So that was an awful sound to wake up to.
Yes. That is just one of those. You can give me all the German roach jobs, bed bug jobs. I can do all those. But something about rodents, that's just, I've always been terrified of them.
Now, one morning recently, I woke up and I was worried, do I have bed bugs? Turns out I had poison ivy that was starting.
Monkeypox.
If somebody does realize, man, I'm getting these little bites when I wake up in the morning, like, you can do treatments for that, right?
We can do treatments. Generally, we like to come out, do a free evaluation for you, make sure we're treating the right insect, or, you know, sometimes you may not see what's biting you, so we may have to do, like, a monitoring system where we put out some traps and let those catch what is at your house, and so then we can determine what we need to treat and how we need to treat.
And of course, y'all always do the great job with the mosquitoes, the termite treatment. It's also a perpetual thing, right? So folks, if you go out and do kind of a preventative job, you can sort of set them up on a regular schedule?
Absolutely. So we have taken the hassle out of pest control. Your first initial treatment, we come out, we treat the interior, the exterior. The next treatment, we go to the outside only. That's where you're getting all your preventative measures anyway, is from the outside. So if it's treated properly, you don't want to over-treat on the inside each time. So we come out, we treat the first time interior, exterior. Second time exterior, we have a credit card on file. You don't have to be there. It's paid. It's done. One less worry for you.
That's awesome. Now, have you noticed doing some jobs that you realize, okay, we're going to treat this, but this house is not sealed. Like, this is how these critters are getting in.
Absolutely. And we make notes to let the homeowner know, hey, you need to seal up around this windowsill. Yep. It may just need some caulking. You know, one thing we pride ourselves on is every house is built differently, so it should be treated differently. And if we see a hazard, we're going to let you know.
Now, you said your first job was dealing with some wasp in a sprinkler system. Like, and we might have gone over this before, but it bears repeating. Like, how did you end up doing this and owning Pest Pro and all that?
Well, I started working part-time at a local pest control company when I was at Huntington College, and kind of just never looked back. Pretty soon, I was about 14 years into this industry and kind of all I ever known, but knew I always wanted to own my own business, and just the opportunity and the right time, everything kind of aligned, and Pest Pro was born, and here we are.
Well, I've heard from Eddie even before you became a sponsor, and hearing Ray Balls there right before you came on, and I've been hearing from listeners, too. So, folks, you can always check out Pest Pro Services. I recommend y'all's Facebook page is pretty active.
We are very active on Facebook, yes. And
it shows a lot of stuff they do in the community as well, which is a big reason I love Ashley.
Right. And then the number's 265-9990.
That's right.
265-9990, or you can go to ppsriverregion.com. Call for a free evaluation. Whatever it is, folks. And you don't have to be too prideful, especially if you're like a, you know, say a 40-year-old man, like, I'm a man, I can handle it. Okay, you're going to get bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, watch out, you're going to get stung or something like that. And before we go, Eddie has been freaking me out about these wood scorpions. What are these things?
Wood scorpions, man.
The heck are those?
Ashley just learned me something on there. Apparently, if you have a lot of moisture in your house, that draws them in. And I did not know that. In Alabama, humidity is our friend, whether we like it or not. But I see them, and when you see one, you will freak out. They're not huge. They might be an inch and a half long, but it's very strange all of a sudden to see a scorpion and his tail racked up, and he's ready to put the sting on you.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's why I like the glue boards.
Hey, and actually, I just thought of this. Like, if you're on the job, or you or your team are on the job, and say you do get, like, stung by something, are there certain things where you are like, uh-oh, emergency, like certain types of insects?
It really just depends on the technician if they have an allergy or not. I have a couple of them that are allergic to wasps, so they don't do wasp jobs.
Excellent idea.
I have another technician that's allergic to yellow jackets. He doesn't do yellow jackets. So, you know, other than that, we just try to avoid getting bit. That's why we're professionals.
But yeah. If Joey worked for you, you'd have an office job for him because...
Yeah.
Any kind of bugs is just not going to do it for him.
That's an important job with us.
With office?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he does really good. He's a great communicator. Mm-hmm. Runs the board like nobody's business.
I can go to war with insects, man. I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. It's a long thing, especially the wasp. It goes back years now. They don't like me, and I don't like them.
And you're good with that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm looking for a... Never mind. I'm not going to say that. Not going to say that. Ashley, always great seeing you.
Well, thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
Again, that's Pest Pro for Services, folks. You can always go to their Book of Faces page, Pest Pro Services, or give them a call, 265-9990. Visit ppsriverregion.com. Be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back.
Trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Summer is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today, 546-0715, or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Attention River Region. Don't wait on one of those internet companies to hopefully call you back. You'll be disappointed even if they do. Just Blinds and Pravel is here to make sure your home has the look and feel of the best American-made window treatments, including motorization and smart home options. Your guests will love them as much as you do. For over 35 years, Just Blinds has been the trusted local source for quality, beauty, and customer satisfaction, serving Lake Martin, Auburn, and the River Region.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World ask you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence benefiting the Family Sunshine Center. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. And Duke has been very patient. Now, Duke, I don't want any of your gibberish today. I don't want to hear about Liz Cheney. And like, what do you got?
Oh, you're going to hear some of that interview, too?
No gibberish today, Billy.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, why you guys keep on trying to give Trump for Obama jumpstarting the economy and Trump trying to take credit for what Obama did all that and Trump went out and gathered all the crops after Obama planted it and made it grow and everything. But what gets me more than anything, what's this fascination about, you know, Trump firing everybody, and they showed on TV where Trump, the people he supported, they won all the ones that was against him and all that old crap. So Lee is the last one that he's after right now. So why do you guys want to be dictator in the White House or some kind of cult member or leader or something like that? Why you want it, Eddie?
Well, the reason I'd like to have President Donald Trump back in the White House is because he's a true leader. He doesn't take BS from people.
Oh, he's a true leader now. He's a true leader in leading these idiots around. I ain't calling you an idiot, nothing like that.
I know how you feel, Duke. But in my opinion, it's not the case. The reason, and to me, it's more evident now than ever before. There's a reason they don't want Donald Trump back in office. And it's not because he's bad for the country. He's bad for their... He's bad for them, Duke. Come on.
No, because when he lost, I saw people from other countries. I just celebrating in the street.
I saw that when Obama lost. I saw that when Ford lost.
Obama had his two terms.
Believe it or not, When presidents are elected and don't win elections, people around the world react to that, to the United States. We are the leader in the world.
He's a one-term. He's a one-turner. So you guys.
So if we elect him again now, is that going to make him a two-termer for you? Or how are you going to do that?
Because when I look at the Senate, I'm going to put a little race in there. I got to throw it in there once in a while. Tim Scott, the only Republican that's in the Senate. So the rest of the white guys going to follow Trump.
Why do they got to be white? Why black people follow Trump? Herschel Walker was black.
We got two in there also on the Democratic side. But Tim Scott, you know how he does. You know, he going to yell some answer. What's the devil you want me to do?
I don't really think so.
I'm going to call it what it is now.
That's how you see it, Duke. Just because you see something one way, Duke, doesn't make it no more fact than when I see it one way or Joey sees it one way.
That's our opinion. I'm giving my opinion right now.
No. What Duke's spilling is ignorant gibberish. And what I say is absolute truth.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, when it comes to the Congress now, we got 56 blacks in the Congress, and the Republican got two. So I'm breaking it down into numbers now, and Trump said we're going to make America great again. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it white again.
I never heard that out of any President Trump's mouth.
I'm saying it.
Okay, so that doesn't make it right. It kind of makes you a bit of a hypocrite is what it does, dude.
That's my opinion.
That's like me saying Obama wanted to be in there because he wanted to make America black again. That's the most ignorant statement I could ever make.
There you go. He probably wanted.
No, that's an ignorant statement.
He's never been black before.
Who's never been black?
I said, America never been black.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
White House.
It's never been black.
Well,
no pun intended, but this is all white noise to me.
My thing is now, you know how Trump operates. Trump,
Trump.
He got all these people. Trump celebrated the other day when the people raided his house and everything. He's happy because... He's excited because all the people out there at his house supporting him. He's look at those.
Actually, it's about a 50-50 split between supporters and people that enjoyed the raid. So, wrong statement again.
Look at all the people out there loving on me right now. That's what he was more concerned about. He wasn't worried about those people coming raiding it out.
Well, I'm sorry, but Trump is the symptom, not the cause. And anybody who rises up to challenge the administrative state and the globalists is going to be treated in a comparable fashion, no matter how polite they are.
Well, that's my point I'm making, that you guys, Trump laughing about all of these idiots following him, because he say, you know, I can go out there and kill somebody and everybody happy and throw me a parade or something like that, you know? And so I don't understand you guys. What's up, man? Well, I mean, I can't drink that.
I can tell you. Give me a minute of silence, and I'll tell you what's up. I like a president that has leadership skills. I like a president that's not afraid to make controversial decisions that help me and my country. I like a president that puts America first. I like where gas prices were. I like where the economy was going. I liked how oil, we were not dependent on foreign countries for oil
Obama
anymore.
Did all that stuff. Are you taking credit
for it? No, he didn't. He didn't have a damn that. Bit of that.
Yes,
all right,
yes,
let's see. Obama had shovel-ready jobs. That never happened. Obama said, hey, we're going to do national health care, and you can keep your same doctor. Well, that was a lie, too. They all lied.
Mexico didn't build that wall, either. Mexico did not build that wall. Now, come on.
I didn't say Mexico built the wall. That's not a statement that ever came out of my mouth. But I will say the Biden administration right now is continuing to go back and build that wall.
We ain't talking about Biden.
Right, why not? Why not? Because he's a failure, and you voted for a failure?
Biden did a doggone thing. I almost said a damn thing, but I'm going to say it.
Well, but he's better than Trump. He ain't done a damn thing, but he's better than Trump. Duke, I hate telling you, man, but you're drinking the wrong Kool-Aid, brother.
Trump messed it back up. Trump messed back up what Obama had built. Trump messed it back up.
What did he do? What did he do that he messed up? Tell me what he did he messed up, dude. That was Obama thing. I didn't hear you call that day and say, hey, Obama just let men go in the women's bathroom. Dude, I think you got a problem, buddy. I think you got a problem, man. And I think it comes down to race.
I didn't vote for him the second time around. I did not vote for him the second time around.
Who'd you vote for?
Nobody.
There we go.
That year.
Well, the other choice was Mitt Romney. And I also share an animus towards robots as well, Duke. So he doesn't seem like a real. Well, maybe it's
But to be more seriously, right now, I don't like the fact that you guys are being blinded that Trump wants things his way.
Well, I don't like the fact you're being blinded that Trump is wrong.
I always hear the conservative talking about freedom, freedom, freedom. So if Liz Cheney and other people that speak out, speak their mind of their opinion about how government should be ran. And they're not allowed to do it. That's
yeah,
not
they
freedom.
Are. They can speak it, but just because they don't get voted in place doesn't mean that.
They kind of attitude.
They can speak it. You can go out and speak against whatever you want, Duke. This is a nation of free speech.
But
if you speak freely, then you have to take the consequences.
You get punished for it. You get punished for it when you get sent to the Senate or the Congress and vote.
Wait, if you don't vote the way the people who elected you want it, you get unelected? You don't get elected back in? Shocking.
That's racist.
But the thing is that when we elect these officials, you got something that on the Trump bandwagon that's been elected lately. Like your governor, she jumped on the bandwagon all of a sudden. Trump this and Trump that and Trump this and Trump that. So why is it all about this guy that want to control everybody?
Because he actually showed backbone. He actually doesn't back down from a fight. He doesn't run and hide. He doesn't want to send more sons and daughters off to massive wars. And
we can find anybody who have a backbone.
No, we can't. If that was
Mitt Romney, John McCain, give me a break. In terms of politics, they were smushes.
In other words, all the ones in the Senate, and if Tom Tuberville included, all of them are wearing panties right now instead of the pants. And Liz Cheney wearing the boxer shorts.
No, Liz Cheney's wearing the Bye Bye Felicia sign because she's on her way out. Same as Murkowski.
You're wrong for that. All right, though.
I mean, Duke, right now, like it or
y'all
not.
Y'all messed up, man. You so-called conservative and Republican messed up because y'all want somebody who can lead you around like a little puppy.
I just think we want somebody that has the same ideals that we have. Ideas. What's wrong with that?
I don't like some of those ideas. It's kind of scary.
Well, I don't like half the ideas that any politician's got in there, but if I throw them all out because of that, then we won't have any leaders. I got to take the good with the bad.
I'm going independent all the way. I'm going independent all the way. I may run for president and kill all this crap y'all doing right here.
So if you run, vote. If you run for president, would you even vote for yourself?
I'm tough like Trump, see? I'm tough like Trump, and I got some backbone, so will y'all support me?
No, you don't have enough money, buddy. You ain't got no money.
Y'all gonna be on my team anyway. You guys gonna be on my team.
You know
anyway.
I'll run with you, but you ain't gonna have no money.
No, Duke. As soon as you run for office, we're no longer friends.
It ain't gonna take no money. It's gonna take no how. It's gonna take no how.
No, as soon as you run for office, we're no longer friends.
Come on now. You gotta be on my thing, my dude.
No. I'll be your friend if you actually just want to be an everyday person, but. I'm going to give you the full treatment if you actually run for office, because they all deserve it.
I sent somebody to your house and threatened you, Joey, and like Trump does, you know. And I don't know if you sent them, but, you know, they just brainwashed me.
Are you high? Are you high? I've done this call for way too long today. What is this utter crap that you're spreading on these airways? You too, Eddie. I'm tired of this stupid crap conversation. Stupid, 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 stupid. Get off the damn phone. Stupid.
This part of the program brought to you by River Regent Contracting. They're a premier roofing contractor, as well as a team of seamless gutter professionals. When it comes to those seamless gutters, though, it comes in all sort of colors, so they can fit whatever color scheme is on your home. Very smart individuals that can install those. Very smart indeed. The smartest. In fact, not, well, like so much of the politics these days. And also when it comes to your roof, River Regent Contracting can help you out. They can help you with an asphalt or a metal roof. When, you know, metal roofs that screws can back out, those rubber seals can dry rot, especially if there's too much wear and tear on that asphalt roof, you're going to start to get leaks. And the issue here, folks, is you want to find that problem early. Because if you don't find it early, then if it's been festering for several years, your insurance company's probably not going to cover it. But here's the good news. You can get it checked anytime, your roof checked anytime, because the inspections and estimates there at River Regent Contracting are always free. Free inspections, free estimates. And they're also a team of insurance specialists. So if they find a problem with your roof that your insurance company may pay for, again, that's when you find a problem early, they'll walk you through that claims process and make it an easy and even pleasurable experience. They're that good there at River Regent Contracting. So give Todd Clark and his team a call at 356-8635, 356-8635. And be sure to tell him you heard about him here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Oh, look, Becky Gerritsen's worried the new IRS agents could be part of another targeting scheme like they targeted her all those years ago.
You think?
Yeah.
I have no faith in that. None. If they gave a damn about you, they'd give you 87,000 people to watch over your elementary schools.
You know, for all our advantages, your generation, my generation, even the folks that we consider now old. I mentioned this with Charlotte Meadows the other day. It's like IQs are dropping all across the board. The heck is happening in this country? Stupid. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Is back pain doing a number on you? If so, take advantage of robotic laser therapy at HealthStar in Montgomery and Prattville. There's no need to stay in pain. Call Monday through Thursday before 1 p.m. and they'll see you the same day. Here's what HealthStar patient Edward B. had to say.
I was in severe back pain and I heard about HealthStar, so I decided to give it a try. I called and made an appointment after my first treatment. That day, I went home that afternoon, and that night was the first time I slept all night in months.
My HealthStar, a true HealthStar.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Dawn Sexton with Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. I've been advertising now with Blue Water Broadcasting for a while, and it has greatly increased our referrals. We're glad we can help people get increased mobility to love their life again. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, and mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms, possibly. Then, Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and the temperatures come down just a bit, with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 is the usual number. But, I don't know, maybe it's because I melted down or something. But if you want to call in right now, you can always call 272-2587. 272-2587. Try that number. It's hard to do a talk show with phone calls when the freaking phones aren't working.
What'd you do, Joey?
No, anytime I yell and scream, the phone company gets mad.
I should say you
well, they
somebody,
think they're mad now.
You upset somebody at the phone company.
Yeah, but try that 272-2587 if y'all want to get in. 272-2587. No, we put it on hold. Because, well, let's try this.
That's me.
Yeah. All right, and it's working?
Yeah.
272-2587 if you want to get in. Right now. But yeah, Eddie, I kind of went over this yesterday, but my op-ed for 1819 News is out. And it's really about, how uncomfortable I was there at that GOP.
Oh, really?
Summer dinner. Yeah, it's just, I'm a natural introvert.
Right.
You know, one-on-one like this, I really enjoy talking to you. Maybe it's like four or five folks at, quiet getting together talking. Right. I can handle that. But as soon as you start to get large groups of people together, then, well, I start to get nervous.
Do you kind of crawl into your own skin?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, when I saw Secretary of State John Merrill, he's like, oh, good to see you here. I'm like, yeah, this is not. I'm not used to this.
You were waiting to tell someone?
Well, good for you to get used to it. I'm like, thank you, Mr. Secretary. I appreciate that. Good fella.
At least they could tell that you felt a little uncomfortable, and they were good about it, Joey. They didn't, like me, they didn't come over and bust your chops about it. They came to say, hey.
But since our phone lines don't seem to be working exactly right, check that call, though. I might as well read some crap here. Oh, wait, we got Eric on that one line? Okay, let's bring Eric on real quick, because I already went over this yesterday for the most part. But the long and short of it is this, folks. The rumors around Kay Ivey and her health, I don't know any truth of it. And you didn't hear me bring all that crap up last week until, well, it reached a certain fever pitch. So I tend to think, though, these rumors that I do not seek out, because this isn't the type of show I do, they will continue because of the reality where Kay Ivey's at and because of past problems. So folks will... If there's any solid truth to the rumors, you better believe people are going to catch wind of it. Secrets have a way of getting out, and those whispers find a way to get on the wind there.
Joey didn't, she had a photo op, didn't she?
Yeah, with Christy Noem. Yeah, it was not a very long photo op, though.
Now, and I'm sorry I didn't get to hear you yesterday. How were some of the speakers at your event? Because I know we had some out-of-state speakers.
Do you want me to be just perfectly blunt, not polite?
Well, no, I don't want to hear Joey that didn't want to be there.
No. Okay. Whenever I go to something like that, my one pick-me-up is like, I could whoop all y'all in a speaking contest. Ain't nobody bad like me. I could beat all y'all in a speaking contest. So that's where my mind goes. Like, let's see what these folks got.
All right.
So there was, Steve Marshall did it the right way. He introduced the Attorney General of Mississippi, Lynn Fitch, I believe is her name.
Okay.
And she had a great story to tell about how it's Mississippi's law that led to Dobbs v. Jackson, the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to talk about lowering daycare and just general child care costs, especially for mothers.
It's very expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way too expensive. Yeah.
Not just mothers, but everybody involved.
But, you know, what I just said there, that it was her in Mississippi and the folks around her that helped get Roe v. Wade overturned, and then her big political issue is helping out mothers, especially single mothers. Yeah, it took her about 20, 25 minutes to say that. Way too long.
How much time did she really need for that, Joey?
She seemed lovely, and really, she seemed lovely, she seemed like a good person, and really was doing great work for the state of Mississippi and for the nation, but, that was boring. Really? Like, taking a great topic and a great story and just like, all right.
But it wasn't just you, it was the room in general?
Oh, it was the room. You saw people getting up, I did this, go get a bathroom break. Oh, she's still talking.
That's never a good time.
She's still talking. Yeah, then it's unfortunate, because I think she seems lovely. And then Katie Britt opened up for Herschel Walker. She gave kind of a quick stump speech. There are moments where there are whispers, but I think she generally did a good job. And I'm not like whispers about her, like she was whispering into the microphone. This is our moment.
Just trying to make that.
Yeah. Drama. But then Herschel Walker, that's who Katie introduced.
I would like to meet Herschel.
And Herschel knocked out of the park, man.
Good.
Now, he seemed rushed. He wouldn't wait for applause breaks. But this is what drives me nuts. People can't just watch somebody, leave the politics aside and like what you actually believe and just go, how good is the speech on its own? How good is the delivery? Herschel was fantastic. Told a lot of jokes that made points.
Entertaining.
Told a lot of stories about his own life that made points about why he wants to be a senator.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about his faith. Talked about his politics and sort of the twists and turns of fate in his life.
Right.
And I thought he was the best speaker of the night. I was actually very impressed by Herschel Walker's, delivery and what he had going. It was the best speech of the night. Will Ainsworth did an all right job introducing then Governor Christy Noem. Sometimes when Ainsworth gets to go, he kind of honks like a goose.
Yeah, I heard
but that. He's got a strong voice. He's got a deep voice. He's capable. He'll probably be the next governor.
No Tate Reeves, though?
No, Dan Tate, the governor of Mississippi, was not there. But Christy Noem was also fantastic.
Good.
And I think she's vying for a VP slot. If Trump runs again, I think she's going for that VP slot. But yeah, a lot of these speeches, it's like what I liked about Herschel Walker is that it wasn't your standard Republican talking point.
Yeah.
It was, no, you got to know Herschel there in that moment.
The person.
And it made you laugh, and it was like, oh, and here's what this guy's gone through in his life. So that was much more of an effective delivery than the usual talking points.
Well, he's really open with things that have happened in his life. And more open than I think I could ever be.
Now let's try Eric the dog here. I guess we got this one line working. Hey, Eric.
Hola.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I think one thing that everybody needs to look at, when we call the radio station, we're pretty much talking to the choir. We're not reaching very many people with different ideologies, by and large. We got some stirrers, you know.
Yeah.
We got some people that actually have a genuine different point, and I like hearing those people call, even though I disagree with them. But a lot of times what I've noticed is we're just a bunch of sycophants to certain ideologies sometimes, or to certain people, even worse, that we're not willing to take in account the truth. I was told when I was a kid there's three sides to a story. Your side, my side, and the truth. And it just depends on where you're standing. And you've done a lot of writing and reading and stuff, so I know you know about stories where, you know, two people tell the same thing and it's a completely different perspective.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel differently, completely different about it.
One of my favorite lines, Eric, is the truth is rarely pure and never simple. And a lot of truths that we take for granted took a lot of arduous work, a lot of hard work to discover those truths. It's good to always revisit those, especially those you might take for granted in your own life. Maybe you're great at something in your 30s and or in your 20s and you kind of have let it go by the wayside. You haven't practiced. You haven't exercised that muscle. But I'm not talking about how fat you are. For once, I'm not talking about how much of a porker you are, all right?
I thought this was about me.
I was trying to make a serious point.
My bad.
Anyway. And this is what I find interesting, especially about the news, is like, I've done this enough here in this job to where if I tune into Fox News or to NBC or ABC or whatever, am I really getting the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth watching those newscasts? Of course not. It's manufactured. It's a manufactured corporate product more than half the time. So you got to treat it as such.
With a specific point of view that they're trying to toe in a narrative that they're trying to push. Right. Even our narratives sometimes are just like, come on, man.
There's a weird division in the GOP. And like you can see it on Fox News every night. Like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have a very different perspective on the world. And I think I'm much more in the Tucker camp, though not completely. I have my differences with that fellow as well. But it's interesting how you're getting these sort of competing hearts and minds. Some of it's generational, I've noticed. The younger folks tend to be, at least in Republican politics, some of them tend to be a little more radical or have different ideas than, say, the Bush years or even the Reagan years. But it's healthy for the party to have that fight and that dynamic. And actually, if you really look on the internet, you can find the same different narratives and arguments being had on the left now.
There's not a lot of new stuff. It's just different perspectives. And then when you start changing the dictionary to win your fights, and then that's how you're winning and you're owning the language, that's just a whole new level of, you know, because even I deal with young people sometimes, and when you start talking to them, you realize that they don't have they're eating this stuff like it's on TV, so it's the gospel truth.
Right.
Like, well, they said on TV, blah, 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 blah. Or they start giving all these numbers and stuff, and you're like, well, this is one thing that listening to talk radio has really done for me, is I don't trust anybody with a microphone in front of their face. By and large, I have to do some independent research, and I often go seek out alternative, you know, media to see what they're saying about the same thing.
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure the truth lies somewhere in the middle. You know, it just depends on, you know, your morals, you know, what's acceptable to you, how you were raised, and how you see things. You know, that's...
Well, and I would think in a free, sprawling country such as ours, you could have different types of communities that would live at peace with one another, but they'd be very different. And I think right now there's this, the more power takes over, political power, laws, and the constant political propaganda from both sides, the more that comes to dominate the conversation our country, and it has. It's gotten worse the older I get. I think the more you're going to start to see people behave beastly. A lot of these things we call property rights, a lot of these things we call the rule of law, it's not something written down on a piece of paper. It's sort of a informal norm that people generally respect because they trust each other and they are happy to look out for one another and engage in fair play. But when the political sort of distinction between friend and enemy starts to dominate every aspect of life, I think it's only going to get worse. But, you know, the answer to that is not politics. The answer to that is faith and philosophy and great literature and great stories and sports and so many other things that can free us from that sort of battle of all against all.
Yeah, I think where we really went wrong is in 2001 after the towers. I think the government really started, people were really, really willing to trade security for liberties. And I think you can trace most of what we're dealing with today to right around that time, right after that time.
Yeah, that's when much more of that started to come to the fore. And there are a lot of folks who predicted back then who were mocked royally. That this is going to lead to a lot of destruction of our liberties. And it wasn't like, oh, this particular person, that particular person. A lot of the predictions was, no, these tools will be used by the powerful against each other. And it's only going to get worse, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Yep. We're in the crossfire, and there ain't nothing we can do about it. If we start shooting, we're the problem.
Oh, yeah, and I do not advise that.
No, I don't either, but, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Well, I appreciate it.
I'll tell you something. There's the people, you know, you're not going to change my – I hope Trump doesn't run. I just don't. I hope he doesn't run. Now, if he's a candidate, am I voting for him? Yes. But I'm going to tell you something. This is what you're going to look at for the next 4 years if he does run and get in. They're not going to let the man do nothing, and they've just come unhinged and are willing to do whatever they want to in broad daylight, break whatever rule they want to, just to get across. They don't care how they do it. They just want it done, and then they know if it gets in the legal system, they own 90% of that. And you can't convince me they don't.
There you go.
That's not to be a Debbie Downer, but, I mean, I think it's just realistic. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call, Eric.
All right, fellas. Adios.
Hey, bro.
So our normal phone lines aren't operating. Like,
kind of, sort of.
Folks can try 272-9228 if they like. But right after I went on my big little rant there, so much gibberish.
The phone lady called to see if it was working, and it worked. So she hung up. It's not working no more.
Is somebody playing a joke
on
me?
That's what it feels like. I swear to God, that's what it feels like.
This is part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. Maybe we need to call them over here.
I'm down.
Because they seem to be able to fix everything. Well, at least with your smartphone, your cell phone, folks. Yep. They can fix that cracked screen. Maybe you have water damage. Maybe a battery not holding a charge. Or any sort of odd malfunctioning that you can't quite pinpoint. XI Repair, it's worth taking to them so they can look it over. You know, most of the time, I would say 95% of the time, they're going to be able to fix your problem. But occasionally, there's an odd problem they just aren't capable of fixing. But the great news about XI Repair is they're a no-fix, no-fee shop. So it doesn't hurt to go in there, and they'll look over what you bring in. And if they can't solve the problem, they'll even give you advice on maybe how you can go about it. But they're top-notch, folks. It's not just smartphone fixes. They can also custom-build you a PC. They can fix up that laptop or recover data off an old hard drive. They can even fix up that gaming console, so instead of sending off your PlayStation or Xbox to Sony or Microsoft, why not go to XI Repair? You don't have to even ship it in the mail. So check them out today. That number is 777-1234, 777-1234, or go to XIRepair.com, the letter X, the letter I, repair.com, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News & Views sent you. Should we hit another break here?
Yeah, I think so. I think our phones are working.
Oh, they are?
I think.
272-9228. Let's at least try out the phones. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Home improvements are not for the faint at heart. So, trust a reliable and proven source like Genesis Renovations. Recently voted the number one home improvement company in the Tri-County area and among the best of the best for bathroom and kitchen remodeling, windows, and outdoor living spaces. Genesis Renovations is a company that unashamedly serves our Lord, and they live by Luke 16:10, Philippians 1:27, and Proverbs 11:3. Visit the Genesis Renovations website at gen-corp.org. That's gen-corp.org.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call quickgranger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. It's part of the program. In fact, the entire hour brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You can always call them at 567-4223. Whether you're looking to buy a home, they can walk you through that home buying process. Especially if you want to sit down with somebody in person, somebody you know and actually trust. Alabama Home Mortgage, those are the folks. Kim Williams, Madeline Cannon, they can help you from pre-approval all the way to closing day. And they're not going to be any surprises on closing day like with some of these national companies. Sometimes things just fall through the cracks, and you don't want those surprises on closing day. And maybe you're looking to refinance right now. Maybe you have plenty of equity built up in your home, want to pay off credit card debts. It's a great strategy. Pay off those high interest rate credit card debts. Instead, pay interest on a mortgage. That's a tax write-off. Or you can cut down on how many years you have left on your mortgage so you're in the same range as when you're looking to retire. You pay off your home. Could be you've been paying mortgage insurance for way too long. Or, well, maybe you're stuck in an adjustable rate mortgage. You don't want to stay stuck in that. Rates, I think, are going to continue to climb. But whatever strategy you're going for, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage can help you. So again, that number, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim Williams and her team proved that to you today. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Need to give out that other number. Our phone's still down. You have to give out that number.
272-2587. Yeah. 272-2587. If you do want to get in on the program, we're about to hit the top of the hour here in a couple minutes. But did you see this thing about Capri Suns?
I've seen some horrible things about Capri Suns lately. What's the one now?
They just had to do a massive recall. And it's not like some disease outbreak or anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've had places that E. coli or different. Yeah. You know, something was contaminated or whatever. No, Capri Sun recalls thousands of pouches may contain cleaning solution instead.
Look on TikTok. You'll see some of those videos.
Oh, really?
Yes.
People go and open up a Capri Sun? And
yeah, now, I guess that's how it started. People realized something was in them. Now they just open them up with scissors. And what they pour out, it looks more of like a solid of some sort. It does not look good at all. And, Coors Light had the same issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had to recall a bunch of beer.
Somehow cleaning, like maybe it's the cleaning solution that cleans, say, these are probably big manufactured items.
What they did.
Cleans the machines.
Yeah. They started the line up with cleaner still in the machine.
Yeah, there it is.
But imagine opening Joey, I'm ready for my Capri Sun, and you get Ajax.
Or maybe they're trying their new Windex flavor.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of
oh, it's Capri Sun, tart. And it tastes like scrubbing bubbles. Yeah, oh.
Kind of tart.
Hey, I'm Mr. Clean. Is that what he sounds like?
No, he's much cooler than that.
Yeah. But yeah, not wild berry, not strawberry, but cleaning solution.
That's kind of a
Capri Sun
drink.
What? Oh, that was definitely me growing up. Yep. Capri Suns were all the rage. Capri Sun and Sunny D.
Sunny D, yeah. Sunny, that was a horrible berry.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's like, I don't even think it's orange juice. It's an orange-flavored drink.
No, I agree with Dave Chappelle. I want some of that purple stuff.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what you drink?
No, I usually drink milk or water. And if I could, as a kid, I loved Dr. Pepper. Not so much now. I don't know what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't drink milk anymore. COVID has made me become lactose intolerant.
And by the way, did you know that Diet Coke is 40 years old?